This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear Jesus offer the cryptic revelation that he has been sent from God the Father Almighty, and how Jesus is mysteriously protected from being arrested and killed by his enemies. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek the gift of understanding from the Holy Spirit, so we can fully accept Jesus as the Lord of his life. We'll also consider the importance for every Catholic man to grow in the virtue of diligence, so we can make it his personal daily mission to draw closer to Jesus Christ. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. At everycatholicman.com, you can also find a daily devotion, just like this one, for every day of the year. To find it, go to everycatholicman.com and look at the top menu for today's devotion. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, 10, and 25 through 30. After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He could not go about in Judea because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand, but after his brethren had gone up to the feast, then he also went up, not publicly, but in private. Some of the people in Jerusalem therefore said, "Is not this the man whom they seek to kill? And here he is, speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Christ? Yet we know where this man comes from, and when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from." So Jesus proclaimed, as he taught in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I come from? But I have not come on my own accord. He who sent me is true, and him you do not know. I know him, for I come from him, and he sent me." So they sought to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him, because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's Gospel reading. Following Jesus' startling revelations of the Eucharist and the Bread of Life sermon, see the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 22 through 59. Many of his disciples lost faith in him. After rejecting his brethren's disbelief and their challenges to him to perform miraculous works at the Feast of the Tabernacles in Jerusalem, verses 3 through 9 are omitted from today's liturgy, Jesus later walks the 100 miles to Jerusalem alone, traveling in private to avoid scrutiny. The Feast of the Tabernacles was a 7-day Jewish religious festival held in Jerusalem, which commemorated the fall harvest and God's provisioning of Israel in the desert during the Exodus. Arriving in Jerusalem, Jesus preaches in the temple, and his preaching divides people. Some are awed, and some accuse Jesus of being demonically possessed. Verses 11 through 24 are omitted from today's liturgy. The plot to kill Jesus is widely known, and people are surprised and confused when Jesus boldly teaches in the temple, ignoring those who wish to kill him. Some wonder why the Jewish leaders have not seized Christ, speculating that perhaps the Jewish leaders secretly know that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah. Others believe that Jesus cannot be the Messiah, for they believe the Messiah will mysteriously be raised from hidden obscurity or from Bethlehem. Ironically, Jesus has mysteriously come from heaven, and indeed has been born in Bethlehem and raised in obscurity in the small backwaters village of Nazareth. Jesus challenges the crowd's confusion about his origins, but only offers ambiguous references to his divinity, revealing that he, Jesus, has been sent by another he, a cryptic reference to God the Father Almighty. Despite Jesus' purposeful, veiled reference, his answer is sufficiently understood and is wrongly interpreted as blasphemous. The authorities believe that Jesus is wrongfully claiming to be the Son of God, but he is actually the Son of God. The Jewish leadership attempt to violently seize and arrest Jesus. Mysteriously, they are not able to arrest Jesus because he is divinely protected and will not allow his passion until the time of his choosing, which is called his hour. Because the authorities are unable to arrest him, and because of his many signs, large numbers of men come to believe that Jesus is indeed the Messiah. Well, let's look at a few ways that a man can grow in awe by reflecting upon today's gospel. Despite the murderous threats of the Jewish leadership who want to keep Jesus out of Jerusalem for the major Feast of the Tabernacles, marvel at the divine prudence of Jesus as he shrewdly anticipates and courageously executes his plan to fulfill his religious responsibility, a part of justice, of praising his Father in Jerusalem during the Feast of the Tabernacles. Be also awed by Jesus' mysterious divine power to thwart the attempts of the Jewish leadership who are seeking to arrest him. Well, how can this gospel passage help a man grow in happiness? Accept Jesus as the Lord of your life. Realize, as during the incarnation, today, great numbers of men are totally confused about the identity of Jesus, thinking that Jesus is a myth or just a smart and moral Jewish rabbi from ancient days. These men are failing to grasp the reality that Jesus is the Lord God and the Savior of man. Believe. Reflect upon the reality that Jesus Christ is the Lord. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 430 through 455. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the gift of understanding, so I know and always remember that Jesus Christ is the Lord, the Son of God and Savior of man, who desires and has the power to grant me eternal life. Amen. Well, here's another way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Make it your mission to draw closer to Jesus. Realize, every Catholic man's mission in life is to draw ever closer to Jesus Christ to prepare for heaven. Believe. Reflect upon the truth that knowing Christ is the heart of catechesis. See the Catechism, paragraphs 426 through 429, and 1691 through 1698. Pray. Jesus Christ, help me build the virtue of diligence, a part of temperance, so I build a daily discipline to seek to know you better by persisting in prayer, studying Scripture, and drawing closer to you in the frequent reception of the sacraments of penance and the Eucharist. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow that happiness that Jesus wants you to have. First, seek the gift of understanding from the Holy Spirit so you can accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life. And second, build the virtue of diligence so you can make it your mission to draw closer to Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks. He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.